I need to go.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This is Second Amendment Radio, a program that delivers updates on firearm news as well as answers some of your questions on the topic. And now, alongside Aaron Tarlow, here is the host of Second Amendment Radio, Tony Colombo.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. That is the song stylings of my partner, Aaron Tarlow.
Hey.
Sounded good, buddy.
Don't be a hater.
Angelic.
It's a great song. It's like, can we leave it play the entire time?
It is a great song. Aaron, of course, is the owner of Southern Armory, and also in studio is our producer, Chad Ellis. Great to see you guys, and everybody out there. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Got a great show in store for you today. Coming up in the next segment, we will be talking to Mike McCleary. He is one of the great sponsors of this show. He and his brother own a company called Intervine that you've heard me talk about. And Intervine makes the longest lasting, brightest LED flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, and other variety of lights. And makes them all here, you know, or the company is based here locally. Mike is a St. Louis guy and has a great dedication to customer service, which I absolutely love about him. Intervine batteries, also a great thing to get. You know, they sell batteries in all different sizes, and you can stock up on batteries right now. And we've been talking about a great 20% deal. 20% off deal that Intervine has been offering for the last month or two. If you use the discount code Tony, my first name, when you buy their products off their website. But Mike didn't tell me what it is. I'll find out when you find out. But apparently there's a new deal. I don't know if it's better. I don't know if it's worse. I have a feeling it's better because he was snickering and sort of giggling when he told me about it. So I'm very much looking forward to what this new deal is. So don't go anywhere. Could be a chance to purchase all of those products at an even bigger discount. So can't wait to talk to Mike in the next hour. Also got some questions. We've had some questions stack up over the last couple of weeks that I want to get to. And we've got some news.
Local news. Yeah. We've got some national news.
Yeah, I got some news that we want to talk about. So all of that coming in this edition of Second Amendment Radio. First, what is the latest at Southern Armory?
We've been getting a lot of used guns in here lately. So if you're not on Facebook, you need to get on Facebook so you can kind of check it out. But we've gotten just some really neat used guns. And since we pre-recorded this, I don't know what's going to be there Saturday.
Right,
so
right.
You get on Facebook, that's the best way to do it. But as soon as we post a used gun, you know, we got, you know, dozens of inquiries coming in from either people calling, people direct messaging, or people just commenting on the photo of the gun. So if you want to get used guns are great. We've got some FALs we're going to get built. We've got four guys right now. So if you don't know what an FAL is, you can look up DSA. It's dsarms.com, and we're going to hopefully be doing a little co-oping with them to do a build with some of their kits. So that's something that we've been talking to their marketing people about. Obviously, I do the marketing at Southern Armory, so that's kind of in the works. So if you're kind of interested in building an FAL, like you've built some ARs, and you're like, hey, let's get something a little bit different, and FAL might be right up your your alley.
What is an FAL?
FAL is the right arm of the free world, and that's what it's called. Yeah. So it was designed for NATO. There's a great history on it on Wiki, but it was originally designed for NATO and their trials, and it's a .308 caliber rifle.
Okay.
And semi-automatic and piston-driven. If you do suppressors like I do, you can knock the gas down, and you can suppress it, and it's a really, really neat platform, and I own one. So as soon as they released these kits, these Israeli kits from the IDF, I was like, I'm building one, because this is a historical thing, and they got the kits and stuff in. Or you can buy the rifle and not put it together, and they're like $1,500 and change MSRP. Obviously, Southern Armory is going to give you a better deal than manufacturer suggested retail pricing. So you call Jessica at the shop, 314-965-GUNS, 314-965-4867, and she can take your name and number down, give you the idea of availability, because they released that at SHOT Show. Mm-hmm. They originally just released the kits, and then they decided they were going to do a complete rifle build too. So we're expecting to see those, you know, in the next month, month and a half.
You might not have the, you might not know the exact prices yet, but in general, mm-hmm. how much of a savings are you getting if you buy the kit as opposed to just
so
buying the gun?
So the kit's going to be under $600. You're going to have to buy a barrel and a receiver. So let's say, you know, right around a grand, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more versus like $1,500 for the gun.
Gotcha.
So you're going to save, you know, $300-$500, I bet. Don't know anything exact
yet. And it's cool to build it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like to be able to say you built it.
Yeah, because you know the gun in and out. And there are some special tools that are needed. But we're working with them to kind of do a build party. So if you buy the kit, you know, they may be coming out to Southern Armory, and we put the kit all together. There's been talk about a couple of us going out there and them teaching us, and then we'll bring that information back.
Yeah.
As a few of us are certified, you know, from Smith & Wesson and Glock and et cetera.
Yeah.
So wouldn't be a bad deal. So kind of an interesting.
Really cool.
Yeah, I think it's really neat because you hear guys building, you know, ARs and AKs. How many guys do you know really build FALs?
Right.
And FALs is I don't want to say it's a great kept secret of the gun industry, but I really think it's a neat rifle. You don't really see them. And it's funny because my wife and I go on vacation, right? And what do? We go to gun stores.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? We'll be in Florida and I'll look up gun stores and I'll be like, oh, there's like three or four of them. Let's go see what they got.
Yeah.
And it's just neat because, you know, guns are kind of a regional thing too. You know, what sells here in St. Louis is not going to be the same that sells in Florida, not going to be the same thing in Maine. Or name any other state.
That's a lot like we've heard that same exact thing from Skip Weber about the car business. You know, what's popular here in St. Louis is not necessarily what's popular in other parts
right.
of the country.
Yeah, and I listen to Skip too, and you know, on this station and other stations too. And I've heard him say that, you know, it's like what's popular here is not always popular elsewhere.
Yeah,
and
well, he was always talking about. It's so funny because every time we talk to him about. What's big at Weber Chevrolet, he would talk about how the Cruises were so popular.
Right.
And it was the number one selling car in St. Louis and da 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 da. And then, you know, a couple months ago, Chevy's like, yeah, we're not going to make the Cruises anymore because nobody's buying them.
Yeah.
And Skip was like, they're buying them in St. Louis.
Right.
They might not be buying them anywhere else, but they love them here.
And that's funny. My wife said the same thing. It's, you know, manufacturers will change their catalog for the next year. And there's been several years my wife goes, I can't believe they're discontinuing this.
Right.
We can't keep this in stock.
Yeah.
And she will just be going on a tirade, and it's hilarious.
That's funny.
And then the wholesalers will be clearing them out, and I'm like, pick them all up. Buy them all.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of them.
Yeah.
It's St. Louis. St. Louis loves this gun.
Yeah.
So
that's so funny.
And we go to SHOT Show. We go to other conventions, and we meet other dealers, and they're like, oh, you sell a lot of that gun? My wife's like, we buy them 10 at a time, and they're gone in a few weeks. You know, and they're like, yeah, we've got them, and they didn't sell at all.
Hmm.
You know, and it's just St. Louis is very unique, you know, and that's one of the reasons I love being here.
Yeah.
Is that it's just a unique.
Would you say that we are
market.
Are more of your customers looking for rifles and shotguns or handguns?
Handguns.
Yeah.
And when they get into the rifles, the shotguns, they're looking for more self defense. We have had a few people come in, you know, when the seasons are right for hunting. You know, when it's like we got a guy come in for. Spring turkey. That's not till April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking like, you know,
yeah,
2 months away.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I need to get this. And I'm looking at his gun and he's like, I don't even know if that barrel comes off. And he's at the counter and I'm just like, you know, comes right off, dude. Yeah, we'll just get you a new barrel. You know, you don't need to buy a new shotgun. I mean, I'd love for you to buy another shotgun, but
sure.
You know, barrel's going to be cheaper. And then he's like, well, can you do this? And I said, yeah, you know, leave it here. We'll sign it in. You know, I'll get all that done. When the barrel comes in, we'll call you. I'll put it all together for you. No big deal. So, you know, so if you need work done on a gun for spring turkey, you know, we're already starting to see kind of that push.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got guns in that are, you know, getting cleaned and trigger kits. And, you know, a lot of small guns are coming in right now because, you know, spring's going to be here before you know it. You're not going to be carrying a big gun like you have been the last few months because you've been able to layer up. So if you got a small gun that you want night sights on or trigger job done or just a good thorough cleaning and lube job, then you know you need to get it in.
Yeah.
Because we're starting to see that crunch for spring turkey. And this guy was like, I think I even need to get another barrel for rabbit and squirrel. And I'm like, probably be able to use let's find you like an intermediate barrel, you know, so you only got to buy one.
Yeah.
So that's the route we went, and we got him a bunch of different chokes.
And another testament to, and I was, you know, bragging about Mike about this a minute ago with Intervine when I was talking about that interview coming up. And another great thing about Southern Armory, you know, there's other places that would try to sell them two different things because like, oh, well, if you're going to do those two different things and you got to go with this for one, you got to go with this other thing for another one.
Yeah.
Whereas you have the knowledge and, you know, not necessarily the drive to get every penny you can out of your customers, and you know how to split the difference.
Yeah. Let's make their dollar go further.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's great.
So and then they can come back and they can buy, you know, that holster they were wanting. We actually had a guy in the other day we were talking about holsters with. He had a 1911, and I'm a big 1911 component. That's the gun I carry, you know, when I'm not working at the shop. The shop, I carry a bigger gun with more capacity, and when I'm not at the shop, I'm just running around, I carry a 1911. But he came in, and, you know, we were talking. He was like, yeah, you know, it's this 4-inch gun, and you've got a 4 or 5 inch, you know, holster. And I said, well, it really fits any 1911. He's kind of looks at me, and I was like, and I buy all my holsters for the bigger gun. And he's like, why? And I was like, because I have, you know, 1911s, I have a 3, 3.5, 4.5, and 5 inch gun. So I just buy it for a 5 inch gun and use it for all the above.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Then we were talking about some training classes, how he just didn't feel comfortable with the gun. So it sounds like he's going to come back and do a defensive pistol class with us. He started buying the stuff that he needed to take it, you know, and I was showing him how to use the snap caps and how to set up different malfunctions and some drills. And he was like, this is awesome, you know. And then by the time he left, we were talking trigger control and how to improve that at home. So when he came to the class, you know, it was just fine tuning. So, you know, it was just a neat experience, you know, just talking with gun guys about how to improve stuff. I showed him a good grip for 1911s to keep the safety off, because that was one of his concerns. Was 1911, you carry cocked and locked, so the hammer all the way back, safety on, and just kind of a neat overall you know, chat with another guy that likes the same kind of gun I do. And then he's like, well, I got Glocks. And I was like, dude, do I got Glocks? And he's like, kind of looked at me, and I'm like, 9, 40, 45, 10 mil. I was like, the only thing I don't do is 45 gap. And, you know, I go, I even do the 357 SIG. I just got a barrel. And he just kind of looks at me, and I'm like, I like Glocks. You know, I like 1911s. I like SIGs. And he's just kind of looking at me,
hey,
and
man,
I'm like,
some
hey,
people
man.
Like what they like.
Right, and I've been around for a little while, you know. So, you know, I'm not on that one gun. I got some customers like, I'm on a one gun a paycheck. So that's one gun every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I wish. You know, I got other customers like, I just try to get one gun a month. And then, you know, others try to buy like, you know, 4 to 6 a year. And so, you know, you've been doing this as long as I have. You've got some guns.
Right.
You know, maybe a couple. You know, so he's like, you got an AK? Yeah, I got two. Like, got an AR? Yeah, I got a handful. You know.
I want to go back to that making your dollar go further, and this, and what you talked about at the very beginning of this segment about getting a bunch of used guns in.
Yeah.
As a store, as a dealer, do you like it when you have a lot of used guns and people are buying used guns, or is it better for you if they're buying the new guns?
Well, I like when they buy used guns because they're buying them at a discounted rate, right? Because it's not brand new.
Sure.
Some of these guns even still have a warranty on them because it's a lifetime warranty and it's transferable. Some,
that's awesome.
You know, they have a lifetime warranty, but only to the first owner. So, you know, you got to kind of look and know what you're getting into. But at the same time, we're not buying, you know, junk guns either. We're making sure they work before they go out. So now, because you're saving, let's say, $50 or $100 off the price of a new one, that gives you $50 to $100 to buy some accessories, get into a class, or whatever. So, you know, buying a used gun is a good way to go. Just make sure you know who you're buying it from, and you know what they do to test it. And one of the things that we do is we make sure it works. And we carry the snap caps. We got a whole thing of snap caps up behind the counter, So every gun that comes in used, you know, we make sure that it cycles, that the firing pin is striking, and that it extracts and ejects with no issues.
Very good.
So
before we take this break and talk to Mike McCleary, all the details, social media, location, website, all of it.
Southern Armory is located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 on Watson Road, 9901 Watson Road, right next to Harbor Freight. And then get on the socials, Southern Armory, or you can find us on Second Amendment Radio, or, of course, SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And join our newsletter.
We were ready.
Yeah, I know.
Chad and I were there.
When you get on the website, a little box will pop up, says join our newsletter. We're getting ready to blast one out. February is going to be a big month for the gun bills in Missouri. I do have a little bit of news from Alex. Her and I were talking last night, and we already knew that Gateway Civil Liberties Union had a bill for the transit, you know, so you could carry on your public transit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to keep people in mind, you know, if you're going to take public transit, that's great. But realize that if you're going to Busch Stadium or the Enterprise Center, you know, or St. Louis Convention Center, you know, it's there, you can't carry in there.
Yeah,
now,
you can get on the train and get to the stadium, but then if you're going into the game, what are you going to do with the gun?
What are you going to do with the gun?
Right.
So it works really well for the commuters or the people that need to take public transit for one reason or another. So the legislature is going to take up that bill. Unfortunately, they had another bill, and I think Alex had mentioned it in the previous weeks, that they had to eliminate your gun-free zones, right, to kind of cut down on that list of 17 places, and they have killed the bill. So Alex was not really thrilled about that, but I guess it's probably not over till the fat lady sings, but they just felt that that bill was, quote, too controversial, so I have a feeling they're going to kill it here next week sometime.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. So if you know, regularly talk to your state rep, you might want to reach out and say, hey, listen, you know, there was, you know, keep this bill alive, and I felt it was a good bill. Just because, you know, the first 6 places you can't carry are government, but yet if you go to Jeff City, you can carry into government buildings if you have a CCW.
Right,
so
right.
I think the first 6 places have been pretty much eliminated, you know, just by the legislator showing that they want to carry in government buildings.
Yeah.
And then the other places were like bars. I'm good with bars still being on the list. Churches, you know, people target churches. So I don't like churches being on the list amongst, you know, other stuff too.
Yeah,
so, but we'll talk more about that after the break here.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit later on in the show, we've got some news stories that we want to get to, also some questions. Aaron mentioned the social media, Southern Armory on Facebook, also Second Amendment Radio on Facebook, two great places to submit your questions for us to either answer right there on the Facebook page or here on the show. And we will answer some of those questions a little bit later on. And next, we will talk to Mike McCleary, owner of Intervine.com, a local company that makes the brightest, longest-lasting LED camping lanterns and flashlights. Great supporter of this show. And he's got a new deal that I don't even know yet, but I can't wait to hear from him. So don't go anywhere. Plenty more Second Amendment Radio coming your way on FM News Talk 97.1. In life and death situations for maybe somebody in the general public or themselves, and like literally, you know, every piece of their equipment, it affects how well they are and their life, really. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. So for your products to be used by so many first responders has got to feel good. Was that one of the goals that you set out to accomplish?
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, my brother lives over in Smithton, Illinois, and he actually has several friends who are police officers over there. And one of them was a part of the SWAT team in St. Clair County. And so we went to them and wanted them to test it out and tell us what they didn't like about our first iteration of it. And, you know, we thought we had it right, but I'll be the first to admit, I always think I have things right, and I usually don't. So he gave us a few suggestions. We made them. And then it became what I like to think of as the perfect tool for anyone as a first responder. And, you know, and I have a funny story, not a funny, it's a really cool story to tell you.
Yeah.
Last year, I have an office over in Clayton as well. And last year there was some protesting going on and came out of my office one day and our building was surrounded by the Clayton police. And it wasn't that, you know, they were, you know, nothing scary was going on. They were there to protect us just to make sure that, you know, if anything got out of hand, that those of us working in our office could feel safe doing so.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, it was the best feeling to walk outside, see them at the front of the door, the back door, incredibly polite, And then when I got to talking to them and, you know, thank them for their, what they do for us, give them all a free flashlight. I'm like, you know what? It's the tiniest thing I can do for someone who's putting their life on the line. And at that point in time, that's what they were doing. If something should have happened, went south, they were there to protect me, and not many people in the world are willing to do that.
Well, every time I talk about Intervine, you know, customer service is one of the big things that we talk about and harp on. And, you know, the 5-year guarantee that you have on all your products, and the 4.9 out of 5 rating that you guys hold on Amazon, it just, I think, illustrates your dedication to customer service. Why is it so important to you? Because you can have a very successful business and not, you know, go over the top with making sure that your customers are taken care of. Why is it so important to you guys?
Well, you know, so we already covered one thing with, you know, people put their lives on the line. They need to have a piece, you know, of equipment they can count on. The second thing is just your average, you know, people like me, family members. When you order something and you get it, and let's imagine that 98 out of 100 products arrive perfectly fine. But if you're one of those one or two people, you get something and it's not working, it doesn't matter that 98 people out there that you don't know had a great experience. To you, the product you got isn't working. You paid really good, hard money for it,
yeah,
and you're disappointed. And those two people, I still get, you know, stomach pains thinking about them. Mm. I know what that's like.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen. And if it does, I want to make it right away.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I love that. I mean, it, you know, local, family-owned business that is so focused on taking care of their customers is exactly the kind of company that I love to talk about. So you sort of teased off the air when we were talking that there's a new possible special coming your customer's way or potential customer's way. We've been promoting a 20% off deal for the last month or so, and you alluded to maybe something changing. Can we go ahead and unveil whatever this new special could be?
Yeah, sure. So I can tell everyone, Tony doesn't know about this yet.
No, I don't. I really don't. So I'm as excited to hear this as anybody else.
This month has been brutally cold during most of it. And I'll tell you what, like, I don't know about everyone else out there, but this, you know, the gray skies, the cold weather, the ice on the roads, it affects me. It affects, you know, my spirits so much, you know. I think it's called, what, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Fully admit it, I have that and probably about a dozen other disorders. But let's focus on this one. You know, it's February, and I want to start thinking about what I'm going to do when the weather starts getting nice. And so I want everyone out there to have the chance to start picking up some camping equipment, some outdoor gear, maybe a headlamp when the weather starts getting good. And so we're going to run a special promotion all of February. There's 28 days this year. I wish it was leap year because I'd make this 29. But we're going to give 28% off for every single product.
Nice. Nice. That is awesome. And then, so we were talking about flashlights, lanterns, headlamps. But there's a couple other things that you guys offer too. The batteries, I know, is a big deal. I assume that the 28% is across the board for all Intervine products. I hope I'm not getting that wrong because that's I know what the last deal was. So tell folks when they do go to your website or they shop for Intervine products on Amazon, what are all the options and what can everybody take advantage of this 20% off? What are the items that they can get?
Yeah, so it's going to be everything in our store. We're not going to exclude anything for this. It'll be all of our flashlights, all of our lanterns, all of our headlamps, and it even covers our batteries. And our batteries are already some of the lowest priced and longest lasting you'll find out there.
Yeah.
This is going to save, you know, between a quarter and a third off what you're getting. And we make it real easy, Tony, for people to buy. We know some people want to buy on Amazon, so that we're going to give them a code there. They just, in order to get a direct link to go to Amazon, have this 28% off automatically added, you just go to intervine.com/Tony, P-O-N-Y, and that will take you to Amazon to our special page. It's only for listeners of your show, Tony, and it'll apply that discount.
That's amazing.
Now, if you want to go to our own website and buy it, then go to intervine.com, pick out whatever products you want, and then when you're checking out, put in the discount code of Tony, P-O-N-Y, and then that'll also give them 28% off on our own store as well. you know, we give people all kinds of options.
That's awesome. That is great stuff. And you know what? The batteries, I was talking about the batteries immediately after Christmas. You know, a lot of people, myself included, have kids at home, and all the toys require batteries. We have, you know, a remote for a TV in every single room in the house that all need batteries. And I, you know, it's one of my sort of OCD tendencies that batteries are one of the things that I hate to be without. I hate when I need a battery, you know, a remote is dying or something like that, and I go to the drawer and there's no batteries in there. It makes me crazy. So I always have way too many battery. Like, if I get down to the last, you know, 30 batteries, I'm like, I got to go to the store and buy batteries. So to take advantage of this, to get the batteries that you said, like you said, are already at regular price, some of the lower costing but higher value, longest lasting batteries out there, and then add that 28% discount onto it for no other reason, just go stock up on batteries. What different sizes do you guys offer on the website?
Yeah, we offer all the ones you can need, D size, C, AA, and AAA. And we also sell the 18650. That's the lithium iron rechargeable batteries that are used in our flashlights and in our rechargeable lanterns as well. So any battery you want, we sell them in bulk packs. I think you can get the 40 of the AAAs, 24 of the AAs, and even the C's and D's of a lot of sizes. So when you get them, you get a great price, and you get a whole box of completely fresh, brand-new batteries that will last you 10 years. Like, these things can store for 10 years, and you pick them up here in 2029, and you'll be good to go.
That's amazing. And it would be the 18650s that made Aaron Tarlow ears perk up. Like, you're talking about, hey, AAs, AAAs. I'm like, yeah, I know what all those things are. 18650s. I'm like, I don't know what that is. And Aaron was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Everything I have runs on lithium, you know. Normally, I use the CR123 lithium.
Okay, all right. So I don't even know what that is, but yeah. Mike's got you covered. You know what an 18650 is, Chad?
Not at all.
I don't either. Are those little tiny round ones?
These are the longer ones, actually. Yeah. They kind of look like a AA battery.
Okay, gotcha.
These things are awesome. Yeah, these, but you can recharge them up to, 500 times.
So wow. Awesome. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, okay. So, and you know, we're kind of running out of time here, but that does remind me of one of the best features, or one of my favorite features, at least, of most Intervine products. The battery is the battery that you have the option. You have that rechargeable battery that comes with the flashlight that probably, in all honesty, is the best one to use. It's going to probably give you the most power for your flashlight. But if for some reason you lose that battery, or that battery is dead and you don't have the backup recharge, or you don't have that one charged, Intervine flashlights come with the option of swapping out the cartridge that has regular batteries, or you can use the rechargeable battery. So you're not beholden to one or the other. I just think that's one of the great options that you guys offer. Could you also talk about, before we go, we just have a couple minutes left, but some of the technology that you guys take advantage of in many of your products, like, you know, charging ports on the lanterns and the LED lights that you can literally wrap around things to give people more 360 coverage. Talk about some of those really cool technological advances that you guys are sort of on the cutting edge of when it comes to flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're always thinking, how can we do two things? How can we make a light brighter, and how can we make it last longer? Mm-hmm. And so it's last summer, we introduced the Internova 800 lantern, which actually put LEDs on a strip. And there's three strips in that lantern, and it's awesome. It actually, you know, kind of shoots in a kind of like a triangle all the way around the room. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, we said, you know what, if we can put it on a strip, we can put it in a circle. And so then we launched the Internova 1000, which is even brighter. And that little LED wraps in a complete circle inside of it. So you get 360-degree lighting. It's unlike any other LED lighting that you see out there. But you can take the thing to a campsite. you know, turn it on. It's going to last for hours and hours, and it's going to shine light all over your campsite in every single direction. And it's one of the coolest LED technologies that you'll see today.
That is that stuff is amazing. When you were telling me about being able to take light bulbs essentially, and I mean, you know, the LED version, and wrap them around something, that's just incredible technology. And for you guys to always be looking out for that type of technology and how you can take advantage of it, I think it's just one more reason why Intervine products are the absolute best to go and get. So, Mike, before we let you go, one more time, give out that website. Tell us about the February deal, and so everybody can make sure that they get out there and get their stuff. Like you said, it's February now, and even though I don't think we're out of the woods yet as far as cold weather is concerned, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it won't be long before we can start getting outside again and hopefully taking advantage of some camping and outdoors stuff and using the Intervine flashlights. So one more time, just all the details on the website and the February deal.
Yeah, so this entire month, there's 28 days in February. We're going to give everyone 28% off every single product, doesn't matter what it is. You can do that either way. You can either, if you like shopping on Amazon, we love Amazon shoppers, you can get our direct link to our private promotion page on Amazon by going to intervine.com. That's intervine.com/Tony, Tony. That'll actually redirect you to the right page on Amazon. Automatically, you'll get that discount. Or want to shop on our website? We love doing that too. It's just go to intervine.com and then pick out any product you want. Pick out one, pick out 10, pick out 100. I'd love if you do that. And then use Tony in the discount code, T-O-N-Y, and that'll give you 28% off as well.
I love it. Great stuff, Mike. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for everything that you do for this show and this radio station. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Hopefully next time we talk, we are not in a in an abbreviated warm-up. We are in a true warm-up, and we can talk more about what we're doing with our flashlights and getting outside and hopefully doing some camping and things like that. So thanks again for joining us today, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll take care, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you bet. That is Mike McCleary. Him and his brother started Intervine. Again, that website, intervine.com, intervine.com. Go and take advantage of that 20% off everything deal in the month of February. Right now, we need to take a quick break. When we get back, we have some questions. We've had some questions stacking up recently.
And I've got some articles, too.
And we've got articles to talk about. And
it's going to be a good rush to the show.
That's right. So don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Another big thanks to Mike McCleary, who just joined us from intervine.com. Take advantage of that great special that he just rolled out for the month of February. 28% off, a percent for every day in the month of February. 28% off all Intervine products on both the Intervine website and on Amazon. If you want to shop Amazon, go to intervine.com/Tony, my name, T-O-N-Y, and you'll be automatically redirected to their Amazon page. Get the 28% discount automatically applied to your entire purchase. So if you buy a whole bunch of products, you're going to get 20% off the entire purchase that you make. Great, amazing deal that they are offering right now at Intervine. So go and take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
One last segment to go here. I've got some questions that people have submitted that want to get Aaron's answers to. Also got a couple of news stories that I wanted to talk about. And Aaron, I wanted to get your reaction to this. I don't know if you saw this story this week in the news or not, but I'm kind of hoping you haven't, because I want to get your initial reaction to hearing to hearing these words. So Kamala Harris is a senator, United States senator from California, and she's announced this week that she's running for president.
Okay.
During her announcement for president, she made a call. She was sort of rolling out her, different platforms and, issues that were important to her. And she said she made a call for common sense gun laws, which we hear that all the freaking time.
Right,
common
yeah.
sense gun laws. What are whose definition of common sense are we using? Because I have a feeling that
it's not
that it's all over the place when people think what they think common sense gun laws would be. She said, in a civilized society, we don't need assault weapons that kill babies and police officers.
Okay,
that
go
kill
ahead.
Babies and police officers.
Love it.
We hear these terms, common sense gun laws, don't need assault weapons. Again, what is an assault weapon? If you attack me with a knife, I would say that you're assaulting
knife.
Me with that
yeah.
knife, and that knife could be interpreted to be an assault weapon. So, like, what is an assault weapon? How do you interpret that statement? What is she talking about? When you hear somebody that's extremely liberal as Kamala Harris, when she says she is coming after assault weapons and she wants to imply common sense laws, how do you interpret that, and what are you afraid that she is out to get?
She's out to get anything that looks scary. All right, so if it's got a pistol grip, the common stuff that the liberals go after, the pistol grips, the collapsible stocks, adjustable stocks, bayonet lugs, threaded barrels. So the assault weapons generally are defined as something that can fire more than one round with single function of the trigger. And that is, you know, basically the classic definition that we all know, and they fall under the NFA, etc. But I had a listener send me a screenshot of, I believe it was Webster's Dictionary, and they had changed the definition of an assault rifle. And here it
really?
Is.
Really?
Yes, they had. So, you're going to love this. So, assault rifle is a noun. So, a person, place, or thing. Person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Definition of an assault rifle, any of various intermediate ranged magazine-fed military rifles, such as the AK-47, that can be set for automatic or semi-automatic fire. It was automatic. It was an assault rifle. Also, a rifle that resembles a military assault rifle but is designed to allow only semi-automatic function. So they've added onto that definition that second phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sent in by a listener out in the Pacific area.
So they literally changed the definition of a word.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So now they've redefined it
yeah.
in the dictionary. So they've literally changed, you know, what
yeah.
a word means. So they're going to essentially try to rewrite our future
yeah.
history based on that definition. Well, look, the dictionary says this is what it is.
Right.
So.
And if they change the definition once.
They can change it
they
again.
They can change it again. If we're changing yeah. the definition of words, once you do it once, Pandora's box is open and you
yeah.
set the precedent that you can.
So now they just go to a bureaucrat, which is not, you know, a paid a government official who's not elected, can't really be removed.
Right.
And they say, hey, look. This is the definition of an assault rifle now, so now you need to go out and enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that bureaucrat's just too stupid to realize that.
Yeah.
They changed the definition. So yeah. they've changed the definition, and that's what they're going to start pushing.
It's
not really well publicly known, but welcome to the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so. I mean, you got to be careful. A red flag goes up for me when I hear
yeah.
a person like Kamala Harris say common sense gun laws.
Right.
Because her definition, these words can mean anything.
Literally.
They can mean anything.
And so what they're going to do is they're going to, I don't mean to cut you off, but
no,
they're going to try to say that, you know, well, these common sense gun laws are going to go ahead and restrict, you know, guns getting into criminals' hands. Well, here is a article from the Miami Herald. We were trying to get to it last week,
mm-hmm.
and it says, this is going to be a big shock, most legally purchased guns used in crimes were obtained illegally.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And I had sent that to you guys earlier, but that's the headline, and we
and
were
it's
discussing.
A great point.
Yeah, that these guns, they come in, you know, legally to you and I or whoever, and then they get stolen, or up in Chicago they had gangs breaking into box cars, and they happened to know the contents of those guns were, or of those cars were guns, and they were stealing literally guns right out before they even got to the manufacturers.
Because bad guys break the law, common sense law or not.
Yeah,
bad guys break the law, so they don't mind. They're going to break the law and get their hands on the weapons that they want, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you got to let the good guys
have guns
to obey the law, to obtain them legally.
Yeah.
You don't want a gun, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with not
right. I have zero problem with that.
But if you do, if you want to have one for personal safety or hunting or whatever you do with it, as long as you're not doing anything illegal. It just, when I hear common sense gun laws from somebody who's as far left as Kamala Harris, it scares me, because her definition of common sense is a whole lot different than mine, I think, and her definition of assault weapons is a whole lot different than mine.
Well, but hers is now lining up with probably the definition that they changed it to.
Which they've changed it to,
And it's funny, because when you look at, you know, all these, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, the shapes and the minds of our youth, okay, and my wife and I were having this discussion the other night about whether or not we want to send our daughter to public school or private school.
Mm-hmm.
They're shaped by who they spend the most time with. So you have a parent who, you know, raises the kid when they hit kindergarten, now they're going to school 8 hours a day. That teacher is now influencing your child. So if you want to infect change, whether good or bad, change, you know, the politics of the country, immigration, gun control, etc., you're going to have to do it with the youth, so that way in 15 or 20 years they've changed kind of what the face of the planet looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools are anti-gun, they're pro-immigration, etc. So we were actually, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to change the definitions, they're going to influence the schools and influence the next generation until it's just kind of bred out of them. And the parents, you know, I don't want to say they're absent parents, right? But they see their kid for a few hours in the morning, maybe, and then they go to school all day. They come back, they see it again. And then the media controls everything you hear as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and the media companies are generally owned by, you know, just a couple, and they own everybody.
Yeah.
And it's all coming out of California. Google, YouTube, you know, all the socials, Facebook, all the social media stuff that, you know, we rely so heavily on. I was censored. I was gone for 30 days.
Right.
You know, all right. Because of my politics and my belief in the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and an old meme that was
6 years old. So
we got to wrap things up, but I'm gonna present what I'm gonna ask you next week to you right now, because this is a great question. We didn't have time to get to it, but somebody asked me. I've actually had this question a couple times. Can you defend yourself with a gun when you've been drinking?
Yes.
So
long story short, yes.
Yes,
we'll get into the details
of that. I thought that question was great. We have other questions that we'll of course get to next week as well, but unfortunately we are out of time this week. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. For my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, our producer Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. We will see you next Saturday back here at 3:00 on Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1.
Be safe, people.
Get more at 971talk.com.